Welcome to another episode of Comic Syndicate. Like them on Facebook at facebook.com/Comic Syndicate. And now, here are your hosts, Josias and Adam.
Hello and good evening. Welcome to another episode of Comic Syndicate. I'm here with my partner in crime,
Adam Garza.
I'm Josias Arabello. You guys can find us on Twitter at...
Find me at Mem the Beaner.
I'm at the number 4, the villain. Adam Homo, how are you doing today, man?
Doing pretty good, man.
You seem well rested today, man.
I took a nap after work. Good, man. Just ready to rock and roll.
Cool. We got a special interview today's episode. Yeah. So we'll let the audience know as we go along.
We will be playing that at the end of the...
End of the podcast. Yeah, very cool. Very cool interview, actually, dude. We've been wanting to hook up with him for quite a while now. So that we were actually finally able to chat with him was way cool, man. All right, let's do it. Let's hit our Twitter love real quick. I know we're getting some love already. The first one's going to be at Lupe1219, Lupe Orozco. She's like, hashtag, he stung her, LOL. At For the Villain at Mem the Beaner. She's like, Moral, are you sure? At For the Villain at Mem the Beaner. and then at Mem the Beaner, liked your review on Spider-Man 27. Awesome. Can that be a standalone read? I believe that one could be, dude.
That could be, yeah.
That one was really good, and it's about to wrap up, dude. But yeah, we're digging the fuck out of Superior Spider-Man right now. All right, next one's going to be from at Lapine is Me. Just one quick, simple... tweet. He's like, Rat Queens is awesome. You should read this.
I've been trying to. I'm waiting for the trade. I think the trade's coming out soon.
Awesome. I picked up the latest one, number 5, and there's no trade until I think number 6 drops.
Oh, okay, cool.
So we got about.
I heard it's really good.
Yeah, well, I reviewed it. I dig on it already, dude. Right. So I definitely want to jump on board. So thanks for that one, Mike. We totally appreciate it, dude. Next one's going to be at Mr. Johnny _BITW. He's Johnny H on Twitter. What time is it? At Comic Syndicate one time. That's what time. So way cool that our listeners, you know, dig on listen to our pod, dude. Next one's gonna be from our cats we're working with now at Baked English Pod. In the meantime, head on over to nerdbong.com and check out our family of shows at 3Bods1Pod, at Comic Syndicate 1, at Untitled Movie Pod. Also get your geek on with Comic Syndicate 1, hosted by at Mem the Beaner, at For the Villain, at thecomicsyndicate.podbean.com. Subscribe in iTunes, Stitcher. So they're retweeting our stuff.
Yeah,
too,
dude. Galore. The Baked English guys are fucking hilarious.
Yes. I tweeted out Mr. Famous, man.
Mr. Famous.
Yeah, man. The Baked English boys left us some good fucking love, on their podcast, dude. I'm listening to them anyways. But yeah, dude, we totally appreciate it, guys. So thank you. Yeah, really good show, guys. Keep up the work. Great work on that one. This next one's going to be at 5 in a Shoe. And she's Nez on Twitter. She's like, at Crazy Pita Meow. I'm a dork, honestly. I'm all snuggly in my Vader jammies, falling asleep to freaking at Comic Syndicate 1, Episode 6.
Nice.
So she's been on a tear listening to our past podcast, dude.
I know. I feel bad for her. I'm surprised.
Right? I'm surprised you haven't jumped off a building yet. No, just kidding. next one's going to be... Oh, yeah. She came up with some funny ones. Next one's going to be at For the Villain at Lupe1219 at Mem the Beaner. Okay, loading episode 30 in 3, 2, 1. She gets right back to us at For the Villain at Mem the Beaner at Lupe1219. She's like, ha, 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 LMFAO. For our list, quote unquote, for our listeners, he is demonstrating. So I guess that's when we were talking about.
That was funny.
Straddling and fucking doggy style, I guess.
Puppy sex.
So I thought that was just funny, dude. At Mem the Beaner at For the Villain at Comic Syndicate 1. Advice from Adam: don't. Just don't. No strippers, no prostitutes, no dogs. So that you get quoted still
to live by.
Yes. Next one's gonna be from our boy at Thundershock77, Jesse Barajas. He's at Lupe1219, at For the Villain, at Mr. Johnny H _BITW, at Mem the Beaner. What the heck? Weren't you guys just talking about dog sex?
Yes.
Now BDSM. Wonder what's next, LMFAO. So then he sent us a fucking dope fucking tweet, dude, not too long after that. He's like, at For the Villain at the Beaner, at the cost of $1 million. $1 million. There's nothing's too good for my boys, LOL. And he sends us a picture of the Hollywood Hills sign.
Oh, I did see that.
Comic Syndicate.
That was cool.
That was dope, dude. So thanks, Jesse. Fucking, we love that, dude. Next one's going to be from at @perfect_chaos89. She's JL on Twitter. Sweetheart, at For the Villain at Mem the Beaner at Comic Syndicate 1. Great episode this week. I enjoyed all the segments. Thanks for the mention. Tweets picture of the Will and Lion Cat. So I know she's got getting into Saga right now. She's the one, she's the artist chick, yeah.
Wow. Yeah, and I saw that. I was like, wow, that's really good.
Oh, that one, I don't know if she drew necessarily.
The one where the cat's like looking at it.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
This is a dope picture. Though, yeah, dude. It was so a dope picture. I know she's an artist, though, dude. So, yeah, love it, dude. Next one's going to be from at the Nerd Nest, at Nerd Nest
My Podcast. Boys.
Yeah, dude. Very special shout out to at @Carl_Hendrix and at Stevie5454. They sent us a tweet. They're like, Nerd Nest fans are the best. We are now number 52 in comedy on Podomatic. Thanks for all the support. At For the Villain at @Amazing_Jake at JJ2End at Mem the Beaner. And then, Adam, where can our listeners find them? Because we are strong supporters of them. We listen to them all the time.
You can find them on I find them on iTunes all the time. iTunes, yeah. Podomatic.
Podomatic, just searching the Nerd Nest.
Nerd Nest. These guys are really cool cats.
Yeah, very down to earth. Very hilarious,
dude. It was funny.
The Mexicans
do drink a lot.
We do drink
that's
a lot.
That's not racist. That's a fact.
That's very, very true.
And
dude,
the way they say, because they were saying, like, oh, man, the Beaner sounds so racist. They do sound racist saying that name.
The way they made it sound, they made a comment like, you came up with the name so they can make, white people look racist, dude. I'm fucking cracking.
So, like, what the fuck?
Yeah, those cats are really good dudes, man. So fucking racist. Congratulations on your ranking, guys. We love it. So go look out, listen to them, guys. I know we have a few of our listeners who are actually jumping on board with theirs.
They're very, very funny guys. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Can't wait for the new episode.
Yeah. Waiting on that one. Hopefully it's tomorrow, maybe, perhaps. Maybe. Next one's going to be from at Piggy Mouth. She's Cheryl. She's at Comic Syndicate 1. Excellent sex news on this week's show, boys. # sex facts. # what the fuck. we respond back on behalf of Comic Syndicate 1. It's like, thank you. It's appreciated. Then she gets back, no, thank you. You're educating all the # vanillas out there.
Oh.
I love that. At For the Villain at Comic Syndicate 1, I have a feeling that will be one of my favorite segments.
Cool.
So, and then #sex facts, #vanilla, #what the fuck. Now, this last shout out is going to be just to our boys at nerdbong.com. Go check out the site, guys. Movies, TV, comic, cosplay, gaming. It's a great site. You can always find us on there now.
Yeah.
Nerdbong.com. Go under podcasts. And if you guys want to email any of us, Adam or myself.
You can email me at mem0021@nerdbong.com.
And I am sickwitted@nerdbong.com. Jump on their site, guys. It's a great site. They have a lot of good podcasts. Those Bakinglish boys are fucking dope, hilarious. And Three Bots, One Pod, I listen to as well.
I like them too.
There's pretty a funny. Bunch of good podcasts on there, guys, so check them out. And then last shout out is going to be from @Amazing_Jacob Medina. Wrote us another review.
That guy writes reviews like crazy. Weekly, bro.
Yes.
I like it.
Yes, totally.
Fucking,
loving
I hate
it.
Writing reviews, but.
I know.
He does good, man. I like it.
Yeah, dude. So, yes, Jacob, continue to shoot those to us, and we'll continue to put them up on our site.
Yep.
All right, man. That's the Twitter love I got. I know we're blowing up, dude. You catch anything so far?
Let's see. We got a couple questions.
Ooh, nice.
Johnny H.
Yes.
At Mr. Johnny H. The little thing on the bottom. What is that thing called? The little...
Underscore?
Underscore...
B-I-T-W. Yep. Good question.
Who would you guys like to see play Dr. Doom in the new Fantastic Four movie, which is going to fucking suck.
Dick. Okay, what don't you like about it?
The Besides casting?
Everything? The casting's terrible. What
Jesus you? Christ.
I don't like the youngsters aspect of it. I don't like any of the characters, really. I
think the only one I've actually seen in a show is the... Flame,
Human Torch, Johnny, Human Torch. John Storm, yeah.
Jordan,
Brian B. or Michael B. Jordan,
Michael B. Jordan, yeah. And I mean, I mean, it's cool that they're playing a
multi
a black
racial,
family, but it's like, you know, I don't know, man. I don't know how they're gonna put the whole story with him being brother to yeah. to... I don't know.
Yeah, they can still make it work. If
they
it's can, written
they're
going to well,
make it work.
I think so. I mean, I'm not going to pay to watch it. But I'll watch it Netflix eventually. But that was a great question, dude. Who do you think off the top of your head would be good to play Dr. Doom? I love... He's such a great fucking character, dude.
He has a mask all the time, too.
This is very true. It has to be... And it's going to sound a little gay, but he's got to be a good-looking guy.
Well, real, like...
You want to
broad and right. confident, confident man. Yes, very yes. confident. I think Dr. Doom is
yeah.
If you read Dr. Hickman stuff, he's just,
yeah, he's a badass.
He's
dude.
Just badass.
Yeah, he's got this. Yeah.
Fuck, I don't know. Who'd you
pick? You know, I love it. The guy who was the Dr. Doom in the last.
The guy from Nitpick.
Yes,
or Nip Tuck.
I thought he was great. It was written like shit, but I thought he was good. So off the top of my head, though, fucking shit, dude. Johnny H, get back to us, dude. You let us know who you would like to see play Doom. Off the top of my head, I'm trying to think what I'm watching right now.
I don't even know. I'm not a.
Me too, right? I'm literally like thinking, like scrolling, like what the fuck?
I'm trying to think of TV shows I'm watching too. Yeah.
We'll get back to that question. We'll go for it, man. We got any other questions? Or
We got Five in a Shoe. Need help getting through work. That's why I listen. To get through the work.
Through my workouts or laundry. Happy face.
Very cool.
Yep.
All right. I think that's all we got for right now.
Okay, man, that's about it, dude. We got our Dead Vinyl Boys retweeting us, Nerd Bong. So we love it. Thanks a lot, guys. We appreciate their tweets and retweets from you guys. Feel free to hit us up anytime. And Johnny, we'll work on your question for Dr. Doom. Speaking of movies, I guess, dude, I had never seen Bates Motel before.
Oh, I did see the first season. It's
I like it.
Yeah, it's twisted, TV. But it's pretty good.
Yeah, I don't watch TV. It was on yesterday, and... It was a marathon, because I guess season 2 starts tonight.
Did you watch the whole...
I got stuck on it, dude. Jesus. I was fucking... I love it. It's written dark. It's written fucking gnarly, dude. Like, a lot of what the fuck. Like,
yeah, you know, the whole mom, son trying to bang the son. I don't know what the fuck's going on.
Yeah, it gives you insight on why he's so fucked up, I guess. And yeah, eventually starts
and then
going,
when he fucking goes, like, berserk...
Yeah, dude. He has, like, blackouts. He's a weirdo.
He can't fight for shit.
No, dude. He's lame, dude. But I think it's written so fucking great already, dude. So, yeah, I'm on board for that. But anyways, go for it, dude. We got some news, I guess, we can go through, man.
Go for it, man.
We have a more Jesus shit list, dude. The sex article I have is actually a long-ass fucking article. We'll save it for next week since we have quite a bit to go through today.
Cool.
Okay, so that way we can just go more in-depth. This first one's going to be... Actually, I found this one today, dude. It's fucking... All right, this one's Joseph...
Sit Downer?
Well, kind of.
All right.
It's guys, what the fuck news for
guys
sure.
Guys, put the fucking ropes down and knives. Listen to this.
I always pick the fucked up articles. Joseph Moses wanted... A quote-unquote enforcer to cut off ex-employee's penis and tongue, police said.
Oh, wow. You mean you just can't just cut the penis off, bro? You gotta cut the tongue off,
They came across this. I know, dude. The penis, dude. I'll take them all in one shot. Posted 228 off the Huffington Post. Joseph Moses is accused of trying to hire an enforced, that's all it says, to torture and disfigure a former worker, police say. California employee is accused of trying to hire an enforcer to carry out a bizarre and highly specific attack on a former worker. Police in Pittsburgh, California, 15-year-old Joseph Moses offered up to pay $2,000 to have an ex-employee's leg broken, penis cut off, and tongue cut out.
What the fuck? Do they, I mean, are they, like, where do you find... Mr. Enforcer, do you fucking Craigslist?
No, Reggie.
I'm looking for someone to chop legs.
Do some dirty work. I know.
And tongues off. What the fuck? It kind of reminds me of like a Joe Pepsi. You know, some short motherfucker.
Joe Pepsi is this guy, too. He kind of does, though, right?
$2,000.
Okay.
For cutting off his
tongue
penis.
And penis, yeah.
Okay. What is $3,000?
Moses was apparently upset when the coworker sued for $10,500 in back pay after being fired. The two eventually settled. The prosecutor, Mary Knox, told the paper Moses wanted revenge and asked an employee to find an enforcer. Instead, the employee contacted the police, who set up a meeting with an undercover officer. Idiot! So he spoke to one of his other coworkers.
We're gonna fuck this guy up. Yeah, do you know of any enforcers?
Oh my gosh! Idiot of the week. Then we see Moses, whose company specializes in building portable sinks, was arrested and charged with attempted aggravated mayhem and is being held on $1.5 million bail. Convicted, he faces up to 9 years in prison.
Didn't happen though.
No, no, oh, okay. Thank goodness.
Okay.
So well, not bad.
Bad for that guy.
Yeah, dude. Yeah. He fucking dodged a bullet, dude.
Idiots. Why right, just man. Kill him?
We
fuck.
Got quite a few more, dude. I've had this one for a while. Fuck, dude. Let's go through this one. 124 was posted. Updated 127. Teasing over vaginal flatulence on school bus leads to groin attack.
Whoa. Go back and read that again. Teenager.
Teasing. Over vaginal flatulence on school bus leads to groin attack.
So chick was teasing with her vajay.
Well,
for dragon.
You gotta let me read it. But okay, yes, okay, it gets what the fuck.
Okay.
No. Yeah. Anyways, here we go. A 13-year-old male high school student was teasing an 18-year-old girl about her vaginal flatulence before being struck in his testicles. Police said.
So he's on the bus.
Yes.
Look at her vagina.
Well,
everybody stop.
Yeah, he's making fun of her because I guess she
have a fucking queefing,
perhaps?
Or queefing? What?
Queefing. Oh, you know what queefing
is. I know what that means, but like, why would she be doing that on the school bus? Camel toe?
Well, let me finish the article because it's the January 17th incident, according to a police report obtained by the Smoking Gun, occurred on a school bus that was traveling in Sugar Creek Township. The small Pennsylvania community is located about 50 miles northwest of Pittsburgh. The accused expelled wind from the vulva during coitus while at the back of the bus, said police state trooper.
So someone was having sex?
Yes.
So this on the fucking way to school, like fucking
the bus.
Lunch pail, bust out the condoms.
And this 13-year-old, I mean,
Jesus.
Okay, you're in the back. Go for it.
I don't remember doing this when I went to school.
No. And we had some horrors
going to school. Our cheerleader's pregnant.
This is very true, dude. Okay, so they're fucking straight up.
In the back of the bus.
Yes. And I guess this 13-year-old teases this 18-year-old abroad, and the victim began to laugh and chuckled at the accused for her actions. The trooper continued. The accused approached the victim and elbowed him in his testicles for busting her
vajay,
her clit.
Maybe
she
saying that
busts his balls, literally
saying it smells a little bit back
there.
Oh
my god!
And well, fucking
what the fuck? Like
what the fuck's a bus driver doing with a video camera?
No shit. The girl was ultimately cited for harassment. No word yet on whether school officials plan to discipline the girl for allegedly having sex on the bus.
Now, do you think she was in the right to elbow? I mean, what do you mean elbow him in the balls? The right? I mean.
I don't condone anybody's nuts getting chopped off.
You would think the guy banging her
or the elbowed
would kick his ass or something. Like, hey, bro, don't try to cock block me.
This is very.
I'm trying to fuck this bitch before first period.
I know, right? What the fuck? I mean, I don't
insane.
Know. That one I came across and I'm like, get the hell out of here. All right, man. I got two more quick articles. How are we looking on time, dude?
We got. Let's see.
Plenty of time.
Yeah, we're only 18 minutes in.
Oh fuck yeah. Okay, then let's get. All right, this one's gonna go. Mother and son arrested for string of car break-ins.
Mother and son? There's nothing. There's just that's awesome. That's like Batman and Damian.
Well, look at the son cars. And look at the grandma.
Oh, it's a grandma. What the fuck?
Or mom.
Jesus Christ.
Right, she's straight up thug life, dude.
Fuck these guys.
Yeah, dude. So this one was posted to 227. Again, Huffington Post. Lewis Peck, 73. Olois Peck, 73. And Everett Peck, 37, are accused of a string of thefts in Pennsylvania. A 73-year-old Pennsylvania mother and her 37-year-old son have something in common. They're both accused.
They're both in fucking stupid.
Of course, yes, exactly. Idiots of the week. It runs in the family, apparently, dude. For a string of break-ins and thefts amounting to $25,000 in stolen items.
So they stole a car for $25,000?
Well, probably just everything, dude. But it's a string of break-ins. So just,
man,
I guess.
Some cheap-ass cars for $25,000.
Lewis and Peck were arrested February 18th after Everett was spotted smashing two windows of a vehicle used in a sting operation, police said. Officers allege Peck and his mother were taking items from the vehicle. The couple allegedly stole from vehicles sitting at several park and ride locations. Okay. And are suspected of several home and storage facility burglaries in Lancaster, Chester. The PACs were all allegedly, the PACs allegedly stole tools and other construction and commercial equipment, as well as vehicle batteries.
Wow.
So, what the fuck news? How do you ask your moms?
Hey, mom, you know what? Let's go fucking steal cars.
Right?
Like, don't use the Jimmies. We'll just smash the windows.
Hey, don't use the Jimmies. No, right? Like, be smoother about it. I don't know, but the fact that... idiots of the week. So I guess we were on an idiot of the week tear.
Fucking
this one I too. Got today, dude. This one's going to be Real Life Legend of Zelda. Sword Ooh. Stabs real life man Ooh. In real life duel. Now this is, again, idiots of the week, dude. It's all fun and games until somebody pulls out the Master Sword.
I mean, it's Zelda.
It's Zelda.
This guy's cool.
This was posted today, 3-3, and I named M on Huffington Post. Eugene Thompson says he was forced to wield his Legend of Zelda replica sword in a duel. He was forced to replica sword in a duel against his girlfriend's estranged husband, according to Click to Houston. He was with his girlfriend at his house in Houston.
Wait, this guy has a girlfriend?
Yes.
He has a fucking Link sword. He has a chick?
He's got a girlfriend, but his girlfriend has a husband.
Okay.
So, idiots. Let me phrase this. Idiots are ready, dude. Okay.
That makes sense.
Okay, it does. Kind of, right? Police say the man showed up at about 10 p.m. and the two scuffled. He says that he told the man to leave, but his girlfriend let the man inside. So, her husband. I heard him heading to the bedroom where I was, so I jumped in the closet and grabbed one of my replica swords. And I pulled it out and stood in the doorway.
Nice.
And as he was coming down the hallway at me, I was yelling, "Go away, you don't live him," Thompson told Click to Houston. I just walked into the point of the sword. I don't know if he thought it was a toy, he said.
So...
a real fucking sword. Granted, it's the Master Sword. Granted, it's the Legend of Zelda sword.
Fucking, that's now, plus 10 sexy right there.
Almost. The idiot walked into the fucking sword, too.
The husband.
The husband. In. Yeah. Idiot of the week.
Well, I mean, if you came down and you saw some fucking nerd.
I'd be like, holy shit, that's dope.
He probably doesn't play Zelda.
Okay, that could be.
What is that little kid's sword doing? We're not talking about your penis either, bro.
That's fucking funny. Thompson stabbed the man once in the chest and another time in the leg. He says he sustained a gash in his forehead after the estranged husband smashed a flower pot over his head.
Dude, the two stabs did not even stop this guy.
You don't know, dude. He
smashed him with the flowers. This is awesome.
Yeah, right? Thompson's girlfriend wasn't injured. Both men were taken to hospital and treated for their injuries. It wasn't immediately clear whether charges would be filed.
Jesus right, Christ.
Man, so let me go through this last one. I guess there's a little bit of sex talk. It posted 210. This one's going to be Vicky Lynn Morgan allegedly takes break from anal sex to attack lover's wife.
I mean, you got to take a break.
You know? You got to.
I mean, dick in your asshole. That's hard work.
It is. It is, man. Vicky Lynn Morgan, 38, is accused of attacking her lover's wife after the woman walked in on the adulterous couple having anal sex.
So, okay, so guy is just banging away.
Yes, taxing her anal straight up.
Puppy style.
Yes, yes.
Okay.
And then his
wife comes in?
His wife comes in. Walks in.
Pulls out.
Yes. Yeah.
And then what the fuck happens?
Pamela Lynn, Turney, 49, told deputies that she was looking for her estranged husband, Christopher Turney, at his parents' home in Spartanburg, South Carolina, Sunday night, according to Spartan County Sheriff's report. She eventually made her way into the bedroom, where she says she found her husband and Morgan naked, smoking pot, drinking liquor, and having anal sex.
Wow.
That's a lot. I'm a multitasker.
Yeah. I mean, this guy, what's up with all these fucking people cheating?
Okay, that's a great question.
That fucking Link that... over there. And then you got this chick.
This is very true. When the alleged multitaskers, there you go.
Stay home and watch Netflix.
You knew. Fuck. Saw her. Pamela Turney said that Morgan jumped and attacked her, knocking her to the ground 3 times. So the girls are scrapping with each other. Pamela contacted her daughter.
Take out of my ass. I'm going to fuck this bitch up.
Fuck this bitch up. Straight up, dude. Straight the fuck up. The report didn't say how Christopher Turney reacted to the incident, but let's hope he had a bit more in a dignity than the boyfriend of Georgia woman Tammy Jo Perkle.
Diggity?
Huh?
More diggity? Dignity?
Oh, dignity. I'm sorry. Yes, yes.
What is there anything with dignity about this fucking article?
There isn't, but there's... there's they go into that right now. Okay. Now, there was another boyfriend-girlfriend, same type of deal happened. In Georgia, the woman was Tammy Jo Perkle. It's part of the same article, but still. Cops say that in August, when Perkle found another woman, quote-unquote, straddling her boyfriend, the man jumped on the floor and hid under the bed, staying where Perkle allegedly stabbed the other woman.
Damn.
Right?
This now. Homeboy knew that someone was going to get stabbed.
Wait, he jumps under the bed.
He knew his wife was going to kill somebody.
This is still, and don't think that keeping it in the family is any way to prevent jealousy and violence. In September, South Carolina man was arrested after police say he assaulted his girlfriend during a three-way with her and her cousin.
First or second?
That's a good question. Okay. The family coming together is not always a good thing. Terry Antone Jenkins, 25, learned this the hard way in September when he was involved in a three-way with his girlfriend and her cousin. The South Carolina man allegedly became enraged after he, quote-unquote, finished. And the two kissing cousins continued on with each other.
So he got mad because he fucking finished. He blew his load.
Yes.
Okay, girls. You guys can stop. Girls, get your finger out of there.
Yeah, exactly. Now, okay, we'll go into... Fuck it, let's go into that. Now, you have a three-way.
Okay. Not with my cousin, though.
No, not your cousin. Not even your... Never mind, let's just say...
Okay, you have a three-way. This is better. This is more safer. You're okay to have a three-way.
This is very true. If I bust, I would be happy just watching the girls mac out still and do
first cousins? Their things.
Okay, now I didn't mention cousin. Let's say maybe her hot best friend. I don't know. But okay. Again, like, I bust. If I see two naked girls going at it, I would probably get hard again and give me round two, baby.
Okay.
This guy, though. Now, that makes sense, right?
That makes sense.
But this guy said, cops say Jenkins dragged his girlfriend off of her cousin by her hair before hitting and kicking the other woman.
Oh, man.
He was charged with domestic violence. So, again.
Fucking donkey punch.
Yeah. What I would do compared to what homeboy did, yeah.
Wow. So well, maybe he finished real fast and they were laughing at him.
Could be, but he got jealous that they were still macking out and continued on without him. And again,
that's fucked up, man.
Down for the show. So anyways, dude, that's about it I have for what the fuck news. Just a lot of what the fuck news we got this week. We got a lot of compliments on the fucking dog sex.
That was funny.
Week. I thought that was hilarious. That was
my girl was laughing like
cool,
crazy.
Cool. So yeah, guys, you guys can... Hit us up on thecomicsyndicate.podbean.com, iTunes, Stitcher, find us, subscribe to us, leave us stars, comments. If you guys want us to hit up anything comic-wise, let us know. I took some advice from Mike Lapine and picked up Rat Queens. So you got anything else to add?
I was going to talk about a segment I wanted to...
Ooh, nice. New segments. Fuck yeah.
Things you don't tell your girlfriend.
Awesome. So yes.
My girl writes everything down. All the shit I say.
Idiot.
So, she doesn't. I think every show, if I could pick, I'll pick one, just one comment I say.
Awesome.
And then I gotta. I think this will be okay with her because we talked about it.
Okay, cool.
And that's. So I'll start off with one.
She keeps a fucking diary.
Yeah, it was just something we were talking. And,
okay.
And
does she listen to the podcast?
She does.
Because you say a lot of.
I say a lot, but this would be like when we're like alone. And
okay, I
she
get
gets you. Mad. So it's. I'll say one comment today. What I said, and then. I'll figure out the other.
Awesome.
Other
you stuff. Know, I'm curious about that. Okay. Dude. Okay.
So here's a comment. This is something you don't say to your girlfriend. So, I started off saying, hey, I love you, and me and you are going steady.
Nice.
But my D and your V are casual dating.
You did not say that.
It was a joke.
That's fucking funny. Well, how did she take it?
Yeah. She knew I was kidding, though.
Well, that's what's funny, dude. Like, we're totally straight up on this podcast, man. Like, this is how we are anyways, so.
There's many more. I'll drop one. I'll try to drop one every,
Okay.
Well, we'll take it after this. We'll see what my girl thinks after.
Interesting. Okay, I'll see if I can come up with this. There's something, a topic I also wanted to add on for our listeners now. Is there any comic or even a book you've read where you've listened to a CD and it happens to go with what you're reading?
Oh, like a song?
Yeah, or like let's say for mine, for example, and then you guys just feel free to toss this out. I'll see if I can get a little list for us from you guys going. When I was reading Age of Apocalypse back in high school.
Okay.
In early 90s. Early 90s. Age of Apocalypse, all of them, it went into Gambit and the Externals, the Amazing X-Men, all those ones. as I was reading them and I was collecting all the titles, that's when Soundgarden Super Unknown album had came out.
Okay.
That album goes so fucking well with the Age of Apocalypse.
Really?
Another one is, I'm a Smiths fan, dude. I was reading The Vampire Lestat The Smiths' Strange Ways Here We Come. And it just went so well with that fucking book. So if you can come up with one, you know.
I remember reading, what was it, Lasher and The Witching Hour. Nice. And it was The Unforgiving 2 from Metallica.
Okay. Nice.
And
yeah.
Every time I listen to Metallica, I remember reading that.
Awesome.
Books.
Okay, perfect, dude.
But I haven't really tried with comics, I'll try it out.
Yeah. Because sometimes it goes so well, complements each other. So two new...
Yeah, we'll try it out.
Topics
we'll
we can work on. Yeah, dude. And audience, let us know what you think about what things.
Yeah, tell us what you don't tell your girlfriends.
What you don't tell your ladies and
Travis,
wives.
Travis, go ahead and tell us what's up, Travis.
There you go. And speaking of Travis, dude, he shot us some love earlier, dude, and he's still doing his Travis Sphere.
Yeah, I did listen podcast. To the last episode.
Yeah, actually, I didn't have time last week, dude, but I'm gonna be able to hit it up tomorrow, dude. So he said he listened to the podcast earlier, and we fucking like Travis, anyways, dude. He says, where are you? And he says, awesome show, you guys. Really enjoyed it. Bring on the next show. And then he's like, didn't care for the graphic dog sex description, though. So that was two at Comics and to get Mem the Beaner at for the villain. And that's it, guys.
I thought it was funny.
Do we got anything else on top of other love going?
No, we're pretty good. We're just going to do... You want to just do our book of the...
You ready to jump in? Straight into
because
it?
Because we got about... Yeah, because we got the interviews about 20 minutes.
Okay, how much time we
got?
We're
at 30.
Right, we're at 30 right now. Well, you know what? Yeah, let's jump into it. Yeah.
Okay. We're just going to do one book this week because we have the interview later on in the show. I read a lot of books.
Yes,
the one I picked was Avenger World.
Okay.
By Hickman.
Yes.
And Nick Spencer.
Okay.
I guess they're both co-writing it.
Oh, nice.
And the artist is...
Stefano Caselli.
Caselli. And this book is on issue 3, and it's... anything with Hickman is great.
I love Jonathan Hickman, dude.
And I'll just read you real quick. Gordon is... this book was kind of like a Street Fighter type book.
Okay.
Non-stop
action
fighting.
Pack. Action okay, pack. Okay, nice.
Gordon is this sorcerer ninja dude. Was in the midst of a ceremony to rise the great dragon of whose head the island of
Madripoor,
which is filled with mutants.
Yeah.
Magneto's going over there, rests on. So this is a giant fucking turtle with on top of his head is the whole city.
Nice.
And it's floating around.
Nice, yeah.
He's trying to do this ceremony to make it into a dragon. And
awesome,
before
okay.
Shang Chao could stop him, the dragon awakes. Launching the entire island out of the ocean. So we got a flying fucking city.
Awesome, dude.
Shang Chang is kind of like a Bruce Lee type dude.
Okay.
He needs to stop it. And I'm going to just go through the panels with my
iPad.
Go for it,
dude.
They got a bunch of ninja dudes. Shang Chang's there, just beats the shit out of everybody.
Nice.
Gordon, the master ninja.
Okay.
Is ready to fight.
Cool.
And the main character knows he's going to lose. This guy, this sorcerer guy, Gordon, is really badass. So they start fighting. They start fucking throwing
literally
blows.
Panel to panel is just fucking fights, dude.
Yeah, dude. They're just fucking throwing down. He's fire everywhere, right? And what happens is the main character, the good guy, Shang Chan, starts getting his power from different... warriors.
Okay, interesting.
Yeah, it's
the
really
art's
cool.
Nice, dude.
Yeah, the art is good.
That flashback scene looks lovely, right?
Yeah. So he takes powers from this homeboy, where he's getting attacked. Let me see if I can do this. You know, from him I draw power.
Okay.
Okay. So he fucking uppercuts him. Hold on. And then this chick over here, he draws powers from this other girl.
Okay.
And he draws.
excuse me.
Boldness.
From her, I draw boldness. Interesting, okay.
All right. And then this other homeboy fucking starts throwing down. He takes power from this old guy.
Nice.
What is that?
From him, I draw resilience.
Resilience.
Nice, okay.
So he's doing a pretty good job with this homeboy.
And he knows he was going to get his ass kicked by
him. Yeah, okay. So he's all like, fuck, you know, I almost got him. I feel that the spirits move within me, eager to battle for a moment, just one. The dragon trembles.
Nice.
But then he rises, and I remember my talent. There is honor in this death.
Nice.
But it's still dying. Ooh, so fucking... Shi-Chang fucking gives all his... Everything he has, and the fucking homeboy just stands up and kind of like smiles. Fucking. And just... check out this panel.
Fuck. Holy shit. That fucking... Dude. 30 hit combo.
Fucking Ryu, fucking... Oh, shit, dude. Hadoukens, fucking uppercuts.
It looks like he gets his ass fucking kicked, dude. Ass kicked, wow. Dude.
And check this out. He takes him to the end of the fucking... the end of the head of the dragon that's flying around the city. But then they show the people that he got his power
from. Ooh, and they're dead.
They're all dead. They all died.
Holy shit. Okay.
He fucking holds him up. What does he say to him? What the fuck does he say to him? He says, "You fought valiantly.
Cool.
But not enough."
Holy way, dude.
And then he just fucking...
And in this moment...
And then he fucking just throws him off, dude.
Off the cliff?
Yeah, so nice, later.
Dude.
I am wind, which carries us away. And he just fucking tosses him.
Interesting. That... The fight scenes were fucking pretty sharp in there, dude.
Very good action. Very, very fast read.
Very cool.
I'm not sure why the fuck Wolverine and all the other dudes were watching. Like, they were doing something else. But they totally fucking left him.
The building's on fire.
Yeah.
And you see your homeboy getting his ass kicked.
It's like, fuck, is that fucking Shang-Chin? Jesus Christ. Who the fuck just fell over the cliff?
Oh, man.
So.
Okay, that was number 3 of New Avengers, or which one was that?
Avenger World.
Avengers World, yes. Okay, I picked up number 1. I liked it. Number 2.
A lot of shit's going on.
A lot of
in
stories.
In the first episode.
Okay.
Different areas. But it's really good. I like it.
Nice.
Pick it up.
Cool. All right, man. Let me jump into mine. Rat Queens was good, Mike. The trade paperback for that comes out next month, so I won't touch that yet. Dead Body Road number 3 was good. Deadly Class number 2 was great. Batman Two-Face number 28 was fucking fantastic. But the one I'm going to go with is Superior Spider-Man.
God damn it. I'm ready.
Oh, number 28, Goblin Nation Part 2. Such a good fucking read, Adam.
I was halfway... when you fucking came over.
Okay, so now this one starts off pretty much now. We love Superior, you guys know that. Spider Island, Green Goblin sent his fucking army, his goblins, to fucking take it apart. Yeah. Now, last issue, it was both of them talking to each other, Green Goblin and Spider-Man, Superior Spider-Man. And it so happens that it was a 3D... replica rendition of Superior Spider-Man. So he was at Spider Island. Now he's had this robot for a while that's helping him, you know, with his missions and shit, dude. Now it's written so lovely, dude, because it goes more into the mindset again where Peter Parker is going through what fucking Dr. Octavius went through when he was a kid. And he's realizing everything that Octavius went through, Peter Parker went through too.
Right.
He got picked on for being a smart kid, a bookworm. So even though, you know, same thing, bullies would pick on Dr. Octavius, except the thing that sucks from Dr. Octavius's mindset is his pops would beat him, dude.
Yeah, Peter Parker didn't have a dad, though.
Yes. So, okay, so
maybe he didn't get to feel that wonderful.
This is very true. So just very that, those two panels alone, pages are fucking gorgeous, and Peter Parker feels like he's losing his mind.
Fucking
like he's becoming this. Peter Parker. I know,
dude. Hate this already.
Now it's just really great, dude. J. Jonah Jameson has gotten some new spider slayers, except they're calling them goblin slayers now.
Nice.
So there's an army of goblins, this goblin nation now, and Mary Jane Watson gets fucking attacked, ambushed by a bunch of goblins. It's awesome. She goes to her safe. Her boyfriend, or the guy she's seen, is trying to fight off these little fuckers, and she pulls out of her safe. Spider-Man taught her how to use the web slingers just in case.
This is Mary Jane?
Yeah, dude, she puts them on.
I think he taught her some other stuff.
Oh, I'm pretty sure he taught her how to shoot webs in her face.
He shot his web load
all over the place. Yeah.
I mean, area.
Yeah, so now Peter Parker goes back to Parker Industries now. And again, guys, he's been... like we mentioned last issue, he's been on a fucked up tear as far as he doesn't have as much control as he's had, as far as his spider bots and everything, dude. Mm-hmm. So now he goes to Parker Industries, which he just bought, and Carly is there to attack. Now, Carly is the girl who knows who Peter Parker is as far as the identity that it's Doc dropped.
She's a goblin, though, too, right?
She's a goblin, because okay. you had mentioned in
a few issues. Goblin shot his load.
Shot his load in her face. And literally, she gets turned bad, dude, into a goblin. Now, she's trying to fight it, so she's just trying to keep her sanity about her. Like, she knows she cares about them, but this spew that Green Goblin shot at her, like, it's fucking with her mind. Like, it's making her into a goblin, part of the goblin army, but again, she's trying to fight it. So anyways, dude, she's like, she's warning Peter Parker, like, he knows everything, meaning Green Goblin is fucking on the up and up. So he sends, again, a grip load of army guys, his goblin army guys, to go after everyone Peter Parker loves. So Mary Jane, with her boyfriend, picks up Aunt May and her new husband. And she wants to keep everyone safe. She figures if she can keep them all together, you know, they'll be safe.
Okay.
And then it goes back into another flashback of Peter Parker again. Like, he's living through what Dr. Octopus went through. And he's like, hold on, I can get through this. I can. And he's like, always remember, I am not Otto Octavius. I am Dr. Octopus.
Right.
And he mentions, like, this pain that Dr. Octopus went through, the pain worse than anything I've ever imagined, when the adamantium tentacles got bonded to his body. That even Peter Parker says it, like, I've never felt this kind of pain. And Peter Parker's gotten his ass kicked, dude.
So he's feeling the pain that he's been through.
Yeah.
All the shit he's been through.
Yeah. So not just the mental, but now it's just, like, it's interesting. Very nicely written, though, Adam. So it so happens that Peter Parker is trying to, they're on the Parker Industries again, and he's just trying to fucking help out homegirl.
Right.
And talk to Carly still, dude, and trying to figure out what's going on. And then it so happens that one of the goblins that got sent, Peter Parker now, Mary Jane's taking care of Aunt May.
Okay.
Taking care of fucking the boyfriend, but there's one person we forgot to mention, and it's Anna Maria.
Anna Maria.
Anna Maria is his midget girlfriend.
Oh, shit.
She's like Anna Maria
Everyone
Marconi.
Everyone forgets the short ones.
Yeah, right. Anna Maria Marconi, yes. Mary Jane Watson sent me. We're gathering up everyone who's close to Peter Parker and getting them out of the city, at least until this all blows over. And she's like, sorry, and you are Lily Hollister, one of Peter's old friends. Don't worry, I'll take good care of you. But it's a fucking goblin.
Jesus.
So,
look how tall she is, real quick. On this panel, her head's like right next to the fucking rear mirror.
The rear mirror. But lovely. I love it, dude. The writer for this one is still Dan Slott. The artist for this one is Giuseppe Caminquali.
Does a great job for
filling up for Ryan Stegman. Yeah. But this one's going to end actually. Issue number 31 is the last
31? Okay, cool. Well, I mean,
so now...
well, the preview kind of gives it away.
Spider-Man 2099.
I was wondering when he's going to jump in.
Yeah, now he's working for Parker Industries too, but he's as a scientist, but he's in the background. Like, he's trying to figure out, like, okay, I'm stuck here, and they call it the Hero's Age, but he's from 2099. The cover already is going to be...
Who the fuck is that in the background?
It looks one of the Spider Slayers. But I didn't know there were humans in there. That Jesus. Looks like a human in there. So the cover is this new Spider Slayer holding up Spider-Man 2099 and Superior Spider-Man and by their necks. By the and they're necks. Both the beat fu- the fuck
They're both
up.
Fucked up.
Now I'm thinking hopefully it's going to be interesting, but perhaps if Dr. Octavius can at least switch bodies with Spider-Man 2099, we can still have a Superior Spider-Man of some sort. That would be dope. Dan Slott, we don't know
Dan where it's Slott, going. You better fucking do it right. I know where you live.
Shit. But yeah, that was Book of the Week, dude. Again, so many good books. Guys, we wish we could go more in depth, but we have a very special interview that we're going to play for you guys. It's going to be Brian Apodaca. He is the writer of Zombie Outlaw. You can find his work at zombieoutlaw.com. He's Cap'n_Midnight on Twitter. Such a cool guy.
Very cool cat. Always hits us up.
Yes. Always retweeting us. Always just shooting the shit with us.
Funny dude, man. I like this guy a lot.
He messaged me earlier at work saying that, you know, I'm a big basketball guy. If you guys want to do a segment, I'd be more than happy to...
Oh, basketball's my kryptonite.
Basketball.
Soccer, basketball, baseball. I like football.
We love football. Yeah, yeah. MMA?
I'm still a little... MMA,
MMA. Speaking of MMA, dude.
Our boy Gilbert
Melendez is going to be
He's going to be a tough enough coach.
Tough enough coach, guys. The Ultimate Fighter coach for the 155-pound weight class. And who Pettis is going to be the...
The opponent, I think. The other opposite coach.
Yes, guys. So, very good.
That comes out...
Adam and I went to high school with Gilbert Melendez. I actually wrestled with Gilbert Melendez in high school. Such a cool guy. Yeah. So, we're fucking jazzed as fuck for him. He's in fucking Ultimate Fighter. It's going to be Anthony Pettis is going to be the second guy.
This, I think it's March 9th, is the Brazil Tough Enough, which I wouldn't really care about. But they have Chain, Chum Summit.
Yeah, I heard about that.
And the Axe Murderer. So they have a preview. Go YouTube it. It's funny. And they have the guy, the Axe Murderer.
Vanderlei,
Silver. Yeah. Fucking trying to speak his English to...
Oh, great. Just shut his show, son.
He's all like... I don't like you. I don't like you. And then they start fucking fighting.
No, like
Vanilla swings and then...
No shit. Was it an interview or what?
You know, it was like in the beginning of the show. Like, oh, they show
idiot.
Videos.
I get you.
They meet the coaches. Hey, what's up?
They're ready to scrap already.
He fucking swings. And then Chain ducks and takes him down and they cut it right there.
Oh, snap, dude.
So they did a really good job of... getting people to watch it, because I would never, I mean, I wouldn't care about Brazil's Tough Enough. So check it out.
Cool.
I hope you guys enjoy the interview.
Yes.
As much as we did.
Yes, guys, find him again, dude. He's a way fucking cool cat. We're probably going to bail, or do we come back after the interview?
I think we're done.
Okay, cool, guys. Listen to the next 20 minutes with our interview with such a cool cat, so down to earth, Brian Apodaca. We appreciate you jumping on with us last week, dude. We are going to back you up and continue to plug and fight for number 3 of Zombie Outlaw to come out, man.
Very cool, man.
All right, man. Thanks for listening, guys. Find us on Twitter.
Mem the Beaner.
I'm at For the Villain. Retweet us, star us, subscribe, guys. All right. That's cool. It, I guess.
We'll see you guys in a little bit.
All right.
Next week. Bye.
Hi, this is Chris Michello. We're hanging out here at Frank and Sons and having a good time on a Sunday or Saturday afternoon. And you're listening to me live on Comic Syndicate.
Hi, this is Ming Chen.
Mike Zapsik.
And we're from a podcast called I Sell Comics and also a little TV show called
Comic Book Men.
And you're listening to the Comic Syndicate.
Hey, this is Omar Spahi.
And this is Sikh Donnelly.
From Awesome Comics.
And you're listening to Comic Syndicate.
Hey, this is Courtney Cruz from Devil's Playground Burlesque, and you are listening to Comic Syndicate.
Hey, what's up? This is Sean Allen. You're listening to Mem and For the Villain at Comic Syndicate. I messed that up, but Comic Syndicate. You got it.
All right, we are back with a very special guest. We are here with the writer of Zombie Outlaw, Brian Apodaca. How you doing, Brian?
Hello, very good. Very good, guys.
We finally got you, bro. Fucking months
know?
Later, we got you.
Got the technical difficulties, you know.
Oh yeah, tell me about it, man.
That new one bought that new Viking horn, and you know now it's.
That was hilarious. That was pretty funny. I loved that one, man. Right on, dude. Well, I've noticed you recently. Actually, you've been on a binge, man. Jumping on podcasts and plugging your Zombie Outlaw, man. How's that experience been going for you?
It's been going well. I don't know. Yeah, I think I worked the overnight shift at my job, so my day job, of course. So, yeah, every once in a while, yeah, I'll get on a frenzy or I get on a bender on Twitter there. So, yeah, but it's been good. It's been really nice. And, yeah, Twitter has been great for a lot of things with promoting the comic. And I have a few friends with podcasts. And so I've been getting into the whole podcast thing. It's been pretty cool. And listening to you guys And it's cool seeing you guys with Nerd Bong now, so that's pretty awesome.
Yeah, good. Thank you so much, man. We totally appreciate that. Speaking of those guys, dude, yeah, dude, I everywhere you've been jumping on, I've been just, you know, trying to support, just not just send the retweet, but I'll actually jump in and listen to the interviews. And, man, yeah, you've been on a tear, dude, fucking all over the place, dude.
Yeah, I kind of cooled down the last couple of months. Yeah, I had about 3 interviews. It's kind of a bummer because I talked to you guys probably before most of these other people, but somehow it just worked out that I got to go on these other shows beforehand. But but yeah, it's been fun. So I was on a little tear there, and then I kind of cooled off for a couple months. But we're building up to this convention now and at WonderCon, and I'm sure you guys will be there, hopefully, from Anaheim. So
yeah, if we get tickets. I'm trying. We're both trying to get tickets on Friday.
Cool.
So we can go all 3 days.
Definitely, yeah.
Like right next door to our house.
Yeah. Oh, sweet. You live pretty close to there?
Total local, yeah.
Disneyland,
Nice. Yeah, well, that's good because the parking is pretty hellish and traffic and everything on those days. At least it was last year, so.
Yeah, shit, parking, I bet. It was like, what, the $30 for parking?
Yeah. See, I'm gonna stay at the Hilton down there, so I'll be there for 3 or 4 days.
Nice.
That'll be good. Yeah, hopefully we can get together and go grab a drink on one of the nights.
I'm totally down, dude. Let's totally rock it out. Well, let's let our listeners know real quick. Speaking of WonderCon, it's going to be at the Anaheim Convention Center April 18th through the 20th, guys. You guys can get tickets. Like Adam mentioned, we are going to get ours. But, yeah, we're totally down to hook up with you, dude. Let's get as much hype for Zombie Outlaw as we can. We have read it already. We dug it.
It was good. I liked it. It was funny.
Yeah, I appreciate it. We appreciate you guys. The artist, Benny, he's not here now, but he definitely appreciated your review, and it was cool, you know.
Is he gonna be at the con too?
He'll be there. Yeah, Ben will be there. He lives in Anaheim, so that's one reason to do this. We try to do this show every year since it's been in Anaheim because, you know, he doesn't have really an excuse not to go because it's right there.
Nice.
Right.
A couple blocks from his house, so, you know, that's the best place to do it, you know.
Perfect. Well, speaking of Zombie Outlaw, we have read it already. Please give our listeners who have not read it a little bit of a quick synopsis, if you don't mind.
Yeah, definitely. Okay, well, you have... several characters. They're all in college together. Probably Matt Naismith is the main lead character, and he's just kind of a geeky guy. He falls in love with this girl, or he's fond of this girl at least, KT Delaney.
Yes.
So he goes to his resident advisor, Will Simers. Will Simers. He asked for a little advice, a little help, and it just turns out to be that Will needs some help of his own.
I love that, though. The way it's written is fucking comedy, dude. I don't know, man. Like, grab a box of popcorn and just fucking chill reading it, dude.
Yeah, well, we definitely, in the first issue, some of it was, we didn't really have our footing yet, too. So the second issue, I think we got more into it. But yeah, it's some cheeseball comedy, some zombie stuff, some blood and gore. You know, but it's just fun stuff, and it's cool the fact that it's an independent book. We can do what we want, so yeah. So we want to tell a coherent story, but we also want to have fun and do things that you probably couldn't do if you're working for Marvel or DC. So
yeah,
that's fun.
Sweet. Well, quick questions. Since we're on the writing, what is your writing process exactly? Do you write script? How do you do the breakdown when you get to work?
Well, the first issue I wrote a full script, and there were some things that we changed in the process of it. The second issue was a little more back and forth between the two of us. I mean, I still wrote the story, but it worked a little different. Like I knew basically what's going to happen in the plot, but I wrote it in chunks because, Ben was working on the art, and I didn't want to Like the first issue, I had the whole thing written, but every once in a while, the artist, Ben would be like, have an idea that he wanted to throw in there.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So we could either, scrap that part of the script or just make the whole book, bigger, more pages. So second issue, I kind of took a cue from that, and I wanted to leave some flexibility. So I didn't write it all at once. I plotted it out, but then I give him chunks, like a 4-page chunk of the story. Then I'd still kind of know what I wanted to do, but then if he got some tangent or idea he wanted to do, I still had flexibility within that to change what I was going to do or at least adjust it for some idea that he'd have. So the second issue was like more fun for me writing it because I didn't have the whole thing written and have to sit there for a year or two while he's doing the art. I still want to be creatively involved in it, and if I just hand off a completed thing to him, there's nothing left for me to do.
Okay.
Other than what I'm doing with you guys, like promote the book, but on a creative standpoint, I still want to be involved in the creative process on it. So it's kind of cool to be still working on the story at the same time as he's doing some of the art. So.
Yeah. And his art, dude, there's one panel of the zombie outlaw, and it's just fucking sick, dude. Now, I love his art. It's cartoony, like Popeye arms, everything. I know you've been getting that up in all the podcasts, dude.
No, we like that, you know. And also the second issue, he worked really hard, you know. And he's worked on some other books now, and and so he really worked really hard to change his style a little bit. He refined it. I mean, I really still like some of the artwork from the first issue, which was some of it was hand drawn, but the second issue is almost entirely done on the computer.
Okay.
So you know, he's done it all, almost all of it digitally now at this point.
Very cool.
Which is a whole cool, you know, different beast in a way.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. I didn't want to ask you, man, but we'll go into that question in a bit. Actually, I'm sorry. Let's go into your characters though. It's written very nicely. It looks like a lot of personal experience, I guess.
Perhaps. Definitely, you know, there's definitely some times with women in college and high school, and you know, you throw all that together, and you know, and hitting up the bars and whatever, you know, things with friends. So there's definitely experiences thrown in there, but it's more like a line here and there. I mean, it's not exact, you know.
Right.
Retelling of my life or Ben's or anything, but you know, definitely there's some things that Ben has said that I put in there just for a lot of its humor, you know, shits and gigs or whatever.
Awesome, dude. No, Scooter, right? I don't have the comic in front of me.
Scooter is a real. Yeah, I'm sorry if you're getting at that. Yeah, Scooter is a real guy.
Okay, that's dope. Is he really?
Yeah, he's on Twitter too. He has a podcast himself.
But, oh, nice, dude.
He's a gamer. His Twitter handle is Sandbox Quint. But Sandbox. He has a whole Sandbox podcast where you know he talks about video games, computer games, and stuff.
Cool.
But yeah. I am not. I'm a big comic book guy, but gaming is not really my forte. I played with that guy Scooter and Ben in real life, and I'm just like my character's just circling around on the screen. Where do I go? What am I doing? So
that's awesome. You know,
definitely more adept in the comic book realm.
But. Yeah, very hilarious. Again, those panels, I wish I had the comic with me. But off the top of my head, where Scooter's describing like different schools and like, yeah, there was UFOs that I had to deal with here. There were some werewolves.
Oh, yeah.
There were some vampires in this section.
That's some funny stuff, man.
Yeah, dude. Very nicely done, dude.
Vampires. Very cool. Oh, and to answer your guys, when you guys talked about the book, you were like saying, because I said aliens, and you're like, is he referring to illegal aliens?
Nothing to do with that.
I was trying to put in what that is like, these are basically, he's referring to different colleges that like friends of mine have gone to or I've gone. I went to Chico State up north.
Nice.
And my friends, you know, my wife, she went to UC Irvine and her sister went to San Diego. So it's just different colleges that friends of mine or I have gone to.
That's cool.
Just kind of, you know, so I reference, yeah, a lot of little things from my life that, you know, but, you know, I don't want to take away from the story and be like, well, this is why I'm doing this, you know. So.
Yeah. No, very cool nods, though, that you dropped. And it's local for us to see all those schools dropped. It's a nice touch, you know, for the local
boys. And you guys are from, people from California, definitely. There's definitely a lot of California influence that, you know, unfortunately, probably other people won't see. But, you know, as long as it doesn't take away from the story, it's still fun little Easter egg things, you know.
Yeah, dude. Well, speaking of your writing, what got you into writing? Who are your writers you look up to?
Well, for me, a lot of people, like when I was on the Baked English podcast, those guys were talking about Joss Whedon. I mean, I don't, like, for me, I don't really see that so much, but I mean, I appreciate that because he's a really good writer. And lately I've been watching a lot of videos, like YouTube videos, like Harlan Ellison.
Okay.
And that guy's kind of like this cranky, kind of a nut, but he's, you know, he's written a lot of cool stuff. And you guys should see that. He has this whole YouTube video where he's talking about Saving Mr. Banks and how it's just bullshit. And that Disney is like the dead hand of Walt Disney is reaching up from the grave to, like, you know, burnish his image and make himself look better and stuff, but it's
that's
pretty anyway. I like a lot of these writers that are kind of, you know, cantankerous and
cool,
bitter old men. But you know, it's they're definitely something to be gleaned from that. I don't know.
That's cool. You said you're into more into comics and video games. What are you reading right now?
Me? What have I been reading? Well, I was just checking out what you guys were talking about, Sex Criminals,
and
I just
that's good.
got into that, and I was like, wow, this is a really cool premise, you know?
The powers alone, like, it's so original, dude. I love it. I mean, Fraction does a great job anyways, but it's just,
yeah,
it's comedy. Like, your Zombie Outlaw is in that vein, too, though, where it's, you can tell they're having fun writing it, you know? And just,
yeah, well, that's, yeah, I mean, that's the thing, is that people, I mean, in comics, you haven't, not everything has been done. Like, I guess people say that, you know, with movies and with mm-hmm. books and stuff, so much has been already done.
Yeah.
That, you know, you go back and it's hard to compare with, you know, or with, you know, playwright with Shakespeare or something like that. But with comics, there's, you know, there's some great people, Jack Kirby and stuff, yeah. But there's not a 500-year history of it.
Mm.
Whereas, you know,
right.
And even movies, there's 100, more than 100 years. So it's just, it's cool. It's cool because you can still do new things and do stuff that people haven't thought of, or at least put your spin on it. So, yeah.
Right on, right on. Okay. Anything else besides Sex Criminals? At all? Any artist in particular that catches your eye at all?
I mean, this is going back a few years, but I mean, I really liked Mike Allred when he was on that X-Statics or X-Force.
Mm-hmm.
That was really cool. Now, that was a few years back, but that was really cool stuff. And right now, what else? Well, Saga is really
good. Saga
is pretty lovely, yeah. Cool. What else actually I wanted to ask you? The question that everyone's been asking you. When are we going to get number three, dude?
Number three, you guys. I implore you guys. I implore you to come by. Come by our booth, and you got to talk to my artist here.
Oh, nice, dude. You know,
I'm not putting it all on him because it's on me, too. But, we need to get cracking on that, you know. Hopefully, we'll have the third issue's cover, which is going to be a wraparound cover.
Oh, nice.
He's got it all pretty much penciled and inked, at least digitally, all that. But okay. The colors still have to be put out. And I just tweeted, I don't know if you guys saw that recently, there was a cover, or not a cover, but like a pinup for the third issue. That this guy Casper did. That's really cool.
Huh.
Oh, where we can find that? I don't think I saw that.
You see that on Twitter or on the Facebook page. On Facebook, you know, it's facebook.com/zombieoutlawcomic.
Cool.
It's a riff on an old Avengers cover, the Ultron, basically the introduction of Ultron. Or not Ultron, the Vision.
Oh,
like,
okay.
Cover with the Vision on it. Who's And I thought that was pretty cool. So I talked to this artist, and he worked out. He did this cover with basically the outlaw instead of the Vision. So yeah, that was fun.
Nice. And where did the idea from the Zombie Outlaw come from? I mean, it looks like you were working on it prior to, you know, the zombie. I mean, everyone's a freak for zombies right now, which is great.
Yeah.
You know, it's kind of burnt out.
Yeah, we've been working on it for a few years. Yeah. Okay. So.
Before the big hype for zombies, you guys.
Yeah, I mean, when we started working on it was well before like The Walking Dead came out. So we've been working on it for several years. So it's not like we really jumped on any bandwagon or anything. It's just like something that we happen to be that we were doing already. Although originally I was thinking it was going to be like Zombie Cowboy. And it was going to be a little different take on it. And Ben wanted to do the, you know, throw in the outlaw. So I give him credit for that.
Nice, that's cool. I dig on that actually, man.
Yeah, and I like the outlaw, you know, part of it. But,
gives it a little, I like, because at the end of the name, you know, Zombie Outlaw, a little kick.
Yeah. I agree.
Yeah, it has a little more edge to it, maybe, and you know, it's, so hopefully we'll get a little bit of that, yeah, Adult Swim and Ren and Stimpy.
Yeah, well, again, that's what's way cool about your Zombie Outlaw is it's comedy. It's a different type of zombie that people aren't seeing right now, dude, and that's what I dig. And
I think a lot of people can also relate to the characters.
Oh, that's what it is.
You got the jock, you got the, you know, the nerd, the guy that does
the
all
the jock, the nerd, yeah,
the guy
right.
That's the smooth guy. You know,
everyone
you got,
has
you got
friends
the girl
like
that you could never get.
Yeah.
And even though you got, and even that guy, the character Tad, you know, that's kind of the jock, you know, meathead guy, who becomes Meathead, the character Meathead. But he's not like, we don't make him just a total, like, I mean, he is a total jerk, but he's not like a, Like when the zombie comes and attacks him in the first issue, he fights back against it. It's not like he's not like a puss, you know.
Not like a bully, but kind of.
He's not like a bully that's gonna run away. I mean, he's a bully, but he still has like I don't know. He has some guts to him, so I don't know. I try to make him more well-rounded in a way. So
no, very cool. The characters though are awesome in their own sense already. That's why we need number three out so we can read that plot.
definitely, and we're trying to get progressively better. We feel like the second issue was better. And hopefully the third. I mean, the first issue, the introduction of the characters is kind of more easy to read in a way because you're just meeting these characters.
Yeah.
And it's probably harder for us, at least for me as a writer, it's probably harder as you get into the story. You really have to develop things. But it gets more interesting if when you get into the reading of it, I think. So hopefully. And the third issue is going to be, balls out crazy. So
sweet.
There's gonna be some weird stuff going on there. There's a Galapagos tortoise that's gonna be in the third issue, I think. And,
interesting. All right.
There's this bartender that we're introducing, and there's a whole bunch of stuff. So some alcohol. We don't have alcohol. We've had a lot of bodily fluids and stuff the first issue, but we haven't had to be drinking alcohol, so we'll probably have to have that.
College kids, Brian, we haven't seen sex yet. We haven't seen liquor, no pot.
We do have that. Well, if we don't have full-on sex, criminal sex, at least there has to be some implication.
Well, with that Delaney broad, dude, drawn nicely, dude. It's funny, dude.
And we need some more females. She's right now she's very alone, so you need a couple more females in the
store. Nice.
Well, yeah. Really appreciate you guys reading the book and taking a look at it, and hopefully awesome prints, and you can check those out at WonderCon.
Yeah, dude, that would be awesome, man. It's been a long time coming, Brian, but we plug you guys. You guys plug us galore and retweet us, so we totally appreciate it.
Try to help each other out, and also, yeah, with you guys doing the whole thing with those Baked English guys, Nerd Bong, that's awesome, man. It's nice to see you up there. It gets you some more exposure, overseas and stuff, so that's cool.
Yeah, we totally appreciate that, man. Thank you so much. It's been an honor and pleasure to have you, dude. Right before WonderCon, let's get you on again, and then I'll take my recorder out to WonderCon, and we'll definitely shoot the shit out there, dude.
Well, definitely. Hopefully I'll be able to get Ben on with you guys too.
Oh, yeah, that'd be great.
Myself and Ben, and you can ask him some questions about the art, and really.
Sweet.
He'll get fired up about that. So, thank you so much, guys, for having me on. Really appreciate it.
No, man. Whatever you need, man, we're here for you, dude. We're plugging it. We dig it anyways, dude. So we wouldn't be talking about it if we didn't like it, dude.
Definitely. We appreciate it. And all right, we'll see you at WonderCon, or hopefully I'll talk to you, leading up to that.
Oh, of course. Give your booth one more time for our listeners, though.
We're going to be in the small press area, SP73, small press of WonderCon. And it's, I believe, April 18th to 20th. Does that sound right?
Yes.
Yeah. So, everybody get down there. Anybody who's going to be at WonderCon, please stop at our booth. If you don't want to buy anything, that's fine. But just stop by and say hi, and definitely check it out, man.
Nice.
Awesome. All right, Brian, thank you so much again. Have yourself a good night.
All right, you too. Take care, guys.
Thank you.